وصلي وسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ألا وإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. I bear witness that there is none worthy of our worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the seal of the prophets and the final messenger to all of humanity. Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none to misguide. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads to stray, there is none to guide aright. Wa ba'd. There is this story of a king who one time had a dream. And in that dream, he saw that his teeth are falling in the dream. So usually the ulama who interpret dreams, they say that someone will die in the family. So basically in that dream, he saw all of his teeth falling. So he invited someone to interpret the dream for him. So that person said, well, your family will die and you will die after them. La hawla. So he said, okay, throw him to the lions. Then he invited someone else. Maulana, like Mufti, someone who had some knowledge, and he said, okay, this is my dream, how do you interpret the dream? And he said, it's very simple, mashallah, your family will live a long life, and you will live the longest among them. So, in this story, both of the people who interpreted the dreams, they said exactly the same thing, but the way they said it was a bit different, right? This reminds me of politicians from the US, the Republicans and the Democrats, they say exactly the same thing. But one of them says it nicely, the other one said, okay, I'm going to come and hit you and this and that. But at the end of the day, it's the same policy, whether you have a Democrat in office, the next time you have a Republican, then a Democrat, then a Republican, it's the exact same policy. But typically the Democrats are a bit nicer. They said, I'll hit you, but in a nice way. I'm not here to talk about politics or about building walls. I'll talk about dreams. Because oftentimes people come to me from the community and wherever I go, and they say, well, last night I had this dream, and they give me the dream. And in some cases, the dreams are good, like you see yourself, mashallah, in white clothes, you are in Mecca for Hajj, or you see yourself in Jannah, or you see yourself doing something good, eating ice cream, something nice, positive, or maybe it's something horrible, like you see yourself choking and dying, you see yourself in Jahannam, you see yourself eating spicy biryani, you know, something terrible. And people don't usually know the interpretation of the dream, and they always come and ask. Well, we need to understand that every one of us sees dreams, and some of us see more than others. And in some cases, the dreams will come true, but in most cases, the dreams are just, you know, they're just dreams. They don't have a basis in reality. This is number one. And number two, not everyone that you see around you would be able to interpret your dream. Interpreting dreams, ta'wil ar-ru'ya, is a gift from Allah. Not everyone has it. And this is why people always, like, they freak out. They see a dream. You see yourself, like, sitting in a donut or Timbits in a dream. You go tell someone, some dude or someone, they tell, ah, subhanAllah, it's very clear, you will die. Like, you know, not everyone is able to give you the interpretation of the dream. So, as we said, we see dreams, and some of them come true, and many of them don't. And a Muslim, or even a Nabi, will see a dream, and of course it will come true. And even some non-Muslims, even in the Quran, they see dreams, and they come true. So for example, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the end of Surah Fath, لَقَدْ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ رَسُولَهُ الرُّؤْيَا بِالْحَقِّ لَتَدْخُلُنَّ الْمَسْجِدَ الْحَرَامَ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ آمِنِينَ. So way before Fath Mecca, the Prophet ﷺ had this dream that they are taking over Mecca and he's going for Hajj or Umrah and they're safe and they're doing Tawaf and in safety and security. And eventually the dream came true. In the Quran, Yusuf ﷺ saw at the beginning of Surah Yusuf the dream with the sun and the moon and the stars making sajda out of respect, and it came true at the end of the story. Ibrahim ﷺ had a dream about his son in Surah Saffat, the sacrifice, and so on and so forth. It came true, and he actually fulfilled the dream. Also, some, you know, non-Muslims, they see a dream and it comes true. It's a sign from Allah that something is going to happen. So for example, the king in the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, the king was not Muslim. He saw the dream of the seven cows, the seven fat cows being eaten by seven skinny ones and so on and so forth. You know the rest of the thing, and it came true at the end. And also the two people who went to jail with Yusuf alayhi salam, both of them were not Muslim. And one of them saw the dream where he was preparing a drink for the king, and the second one said, I saw like bread on my head, أعصر خمرة والثاني أحمل فوق رأسي خبزا, and so on and so forth. And he gave them the interpretation and the dreams came true. So as I said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may give a true dream to a Muslim or a non-Muslim or a prophet and so on and so forth. So basically true dreams exist. And at the end of the khutbah, I will give you a hadith from Sahih Muslim where the Prophet ﷺ explains to you every single dream. Like he's giving you like a measuring stick to decide which kind of dream that you have. So as I said, not everyone is able to give you the correct interpretation of your dreams. There is this hadith in Ad-Darimi where a woman, a Sahabi woman, she was pregnant. His husband traveled to do business. And while he was traveling, she had this dream, and the dream actually was repeated over several nights. And in that dream, she saw the pillar, Sariyat al-Bayt, falling down. It broke and it fell down. And she saw that she gave birth to a baby with one eye. So she came to one of the Sahaba. Okay, this is my dream. I saw the pillar falling down and I gave birth to a child with one eye. What is the interpretation? And the Sahabi said, well, it's very easy here. It's very clear. Your husband will die. You will give birth to a bad boy. So the lady freaked out and she was crying. And the Prophet ﷺ came and the woman was crying and he said, what happened? She told him the dream and the interpretation of the Sahabi. And the Prophet ﷺ said, why do you make people miserable when you interpret dreams? Always give bishara, give bushra, give good news. And he told her, no, your husband will come back safe and you'll give birth to a good boy, healthy boy. So the Prophet ﷺ gave the